This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I always like to reinforce, re-solidify my position concerning history and how it's repeating itself today in so many different ways. And it's important that I stay here because, listen, I got my feet upon the rock of ages. I'm not moving by the grace of God. And the bottom line is you're seeing this country shift daily from its very foundations because it's the foundations that are under attack by corrupt politicians, both within and corrupt special interest groups within and without. And one of the things that I brought up was Martin Niemöller and how during the Holocaust, as a matter of fact, I took some time last night to watch Schindler's List once again. And with that said, I had to show my boys what happens to a people that first forsake God and allow corruption to reign. And when you begin to do that, you have to look at the responsible party, which is the people at length. Because, again, in this country, the government is an extension of who we are as a people. They delegate their authority from what we give them, friends, period. Okay, and they do what we let them do or what we don't let them do. But with saying that, Martin Niemöller said that first they came for the socialist and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist and I didn't speak out because, well, I wasn't a trade unionist. Then he said then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. Now, over the last couple days, we have been hinting towards what's being replayed. And going back to this quote by Martin Niemöller, he's perhaps best remembered for that quotation because you've probably heard that before, but have you heard it in context? In fact, you've probably heard it before, but have you heard this quote many times? Because I have, just the way I said it, but it wasn't recently that I learned, until recently, that the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis, for those that didn't know. And this is what I want to put your feet upon. And it was learning this information that made all the difference in the world in understanding where this quote stemmed from, because people will use it out of context constantly. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was he believed that Germans, and in particular the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and the murder of millions of people. Do you want me to say that again? I'll say that again. So you can see history shows us where it starts, just like I continuously reiterate the point concerning the church is called to be the moral compass of society. And knowing Scripture, Scripture tells us that judgment begins first in the house of God. And if you have corruption at length in a society, it's because the church fails to be the light that God commanded them to be. Okay? Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what happened to the Jews. In his 1946 book of Guilt and Hope, Niemöller wrote, "Thus, whenever I chance to meet a Jew known to me before, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, 'Dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself.'" This is what he said. Now, let me go back to this again. This quotation stemmed from Martin Niemöller during his lecture during the early post-war period. And his point was that he believed the Germans, and in particular the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions. As a matter of fact, watching Schindler's List itself, keep in mind, friends, people would walk outside and they would see this snow-like ash coming down on the ground, and they were bewildered. They didn't know what it was until later on, after the fact, they realized that it was the bodies of them that were being thrown into the incinerators. And just keep in mind as well, friends, how many people were in church praising Jesus, 78% of you, and in that time praising Jesus with a population of 80 million people, while trains were going by with individuals, dissenters, gypsies, Jews, intellectuals, whatever the case is, that did not submit to Adolf Hitler. They would go by in the car, cattle cars and the trains, screaming out for help, while those that were inside of the church were praising Jesus. I mean, if that doesn't, hey folks, and it's the same thing in America today. Just keep in mind, they weren't murdering innocent babies in the womb. See, and I'm the voice, and if I have to be the only voice, I'll do just that. Be the voice of the unborn in the womb. So while you're praising Jesus, America, just keep in mind 3,000 to 4,000 babies were slaughtered again because you've allowed the likes of an Adolf Hitler to sanction the murder of the innocent. And that's just one concerning the top of the plethora of topics and the mountain of topics concerning crimes that have been committed by our governments. Because we tolerate it, my people would have it so, and I'll be talking about this during the fourth segment as well, but my people would have it so when you allow them to do the things that they do. Well, Martin Niemöller was telling us what the problem was and who the guilty party was. He said it was the Protestant churches that were complicit through their silence. Through their silence. And after the fact, once they began to realize that they were the responsible party, we can begin to hear in Niemöller and his writings when he said of guilt and hope, "Thus, whenever I chance to meet a Jew," he said, "known to me before, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, 'Dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself,'" he said. So where is it when the American people begin to own it? Because, again, we still have the mercy of God on our behalf during a time of judgment and chastisements, not in that order. When do we begin to own it and begin to right the wrongs? Because we still have the ability and the power to do so, America. It's not all over with. If it was, we wouldn't be an armed people, first and foremost. And that is a mercy of God, which does not mean, again, that we are not under the judgments of God. No, they're now beginning to come for your guns, and they're becoming more bold about it. Matter of fact, if you check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, speaking of which, friends, it's crazy how they are just blatantly and bold-facedly coming after your guns. Senator Kamala Harris attacks Second Amendment. Assault weapons should not be walking the streets of a civilized country. Maybe we need to take these people and send them on a one-way trip to their communist country of choice and see how it works out for them. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to be talking about in just a couple moments, what does it mean when the Lord said my people would have it so? Again, I'm going to share some stuff with you that you just cannot make up. It's just really, again, that simple. We are talking about Martin Niemöller. You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because, after all, I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was none left to speak out for me. Friends, again, I want you to keep in mind, I'm not telling you these sorts of things to scare you straight. But if it works, praise God. I mean, that's what the Holy Ghost comes into the world to do, is to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment in John 16. But the fact of the matter is, I'm just simply rehearsing in your ears history that is repeating itself today. When I gave you that quote of Martin Niemöller, most people did not know that he was an evangelist. He was a leader of the Protestant church. Most people use that out of context. They use it for their own little personal agenda without actually understanding the backstory on Martin Niemöller. He was also the one that shared with the people worldwide after the Holocaust. And keep in mind, folks, there was 55 million people that were killed during World War II. It wasn't just the Jews in Germany. And for all you Holocaust deniers, you might want to open up your eyes and look at some documentaries, because there's plenty of footage to show you. As a matter of fact, David Eisenhower wanted to make sure of it, and that's why they filmed it, because there would be people that would try to deny the fact after the fact. And he made sure of it. He secured history by filming it for us. With that said, going on, he wrote a book in 1946 of Guilt and Hope. He couldn't look Jewish people in the face because he had said, I had sinned and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself. Well, let me ask you this. What would he have and could have changed if he could? And if he and all of the pastors or the church leaders during that time in Germany had taken a stand and spoken out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered most, although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in a concentration camp. Notice that Martin Niemöller was thrown in a Nazi camp, concentration camp, during the last 7 years of the war. Why? Because Hitler would have no light. He hates the light. Read John 3, 18. Go down four verses. Spending the last years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against tyranny. And it reminds me much of the modern day church overseers, as they'd like to call themselves, and church leaders of today. In fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern day church leader. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in school back in the 60s. And I didn't speak out because I wasn't a student, and I allowed the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy where few rule over many. Rather than discovering the law and applying the law, we rewrote it. And I didn't say anything because I wasn't a student. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's wombs, and I didn't speak out because I was not an unborn child. After all, the only people complaining about the unborn that are pro murder of the innocent in the womb. Isn't it interesting? They're already born. Then they came for the legalization of homosexual marriage in God's own word, an abomination. And I didn't speak out because I didn't want to be called a hater, right? Or a bigot or homophobic. Right? Isn't that right, America? All you politically correct cowards. Isn't that right? Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Because I didn't love God, and I didn't love man enough to do so in obedience to God. See, folks, it's disgraceful what we're seeing from the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, and lawlessness, we're hearing virtually nothing, silence, or an attempt to justify the lies and the compromises of corrupt politicians because they have our favorite jersey on, right? And that "our" does not imply me in any sense of the word. It was Ella Wheeler Wilcox who said, "To sin by silence when we should protest, make cowards out of men." We've also seen that Abraham Lincoln was accredited with that quote as well. He liked to steal other people's quotes, no question. And if you really look at it and you go back to the beginning of mankind, everybody took a little from everybody. See, we hear church leaders today say, "Well, I don't speak out against anything political. The murder of innocent children isn't political. I mean, redefining marriage isn't political. And by the way, it's not law, nor will it ever be law, which runs counter to God's moral law." Check with your history books, namely William Blackstone, when he said anything contrary to God's law cannot be enacted. Period. I mean, again, the murder of innocent children is not political. Redefining marriage isn't political. Hey, folks, let me ask you something for all you little sheeple out there. You know, Ben Franklin said, "You make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour." That's exactly what they're devouring. But I got a question for you. Do you live politics? Do you live politics? Of course you do. Well, then why do you sit there and talk yourself out of getting involved in politics? First of all, politics in Webster's 1828 is defined out as the study of creation. Okay? It's the science of government. And science is the study of creation. And God gave governments, and again, keep in mind, you're the government, okay? So why wouldn't you be involved when you have a duty and obligation before God and man to be a part of the political system? Because the IRS said so? Now, for those that didn't know, the IRS 501c3 came in at a time where the murderous President Johnson and the war criminal President Johnson during that time back in the 50s, he wanted to silence political opposition, so they came up with something called the 501c3. But we also have the Black Robe Regiment in America today, an offspring of that which was in play over 243 years ago. is still alive and well today. The Spirit of Christ is through obedient men of God that are taking it and saying, listen, regardless of what your 501c3 has to say, the bottom line is we're going to obey God rather than man, just like the apostle said. And the fact of the matter is, we're not proselytizing a candidate here. We're exposing them. That's what we do here, like it or not. And I don't care if it's on what you would call the right side or the left side. The truth is the truth, and it applies to all of us, not some of us. But again, a corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration, that means to destroy your country and religious freedom. Is that not political, friends? And by the way, I am addressing the current administration because we are finding now that virtually every promise that was made to the American people on the campaign trail by Donald Trump has been reversed. Just so you know. Folks, here's the thing. Those that refuse to stand up for the freedoms in which you have, you don't deserve the freedoms in which you have. Period. I mean, simply put, I say you're a coward who will not fight to defend and preserve the liberties that were bought in blood by heroic men and women generations before you and at present, so you could have the right to speak from a pulpit, regardless of what it may be. Here we see in Niemöller a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. He could not go back in time to right the wrongs. But we still can. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. You notice how that never happens? Isn't it interesting how those that continuously put things off to tomorrow, do today what you can do tomorrow. Then tomorrow you'll have time to do more of the things that you want to do. Period. But procrastination, isn't it interesting how procrastination is really the biggest robber of blessings? Don't do tomorrow what you can do today. Do it today. Because the right time to do the right thing is right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. And as I just said, isn't it interesting how many people talk about what they're going to do tomorrow and they never get to it? I heard a preacher one time say, it's interesting how the day goes. Everything is fine and smooth, but the time that I get in the Word of God and study, or the time that I go into the closet to pray, all of a sudden I have 1,000 hindrances at once come at me. Yeah, it's called spiritual warfare. Had a guy the other day tell me, cool guy, by the way, said to me, he goes, you know, I just wish I had more time. I wish I had more time to do this. I wish I had more time to do that concerning the call of God in my life. I said, well, when you run out of excuses as to why you haven't done them, then you're going to get something done. And it's called priority. What matters the most? Where your treasure is, that is where your heart is going to be also. We're going to come right back to this very topic, talking about Martin Niemöller. And you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you, America. We're coming to that in the present. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you, going off of some of the topics that we've talked about and just coming back to those points and re-solidifying and reinforcing those points through the past so it doesn't present itself today. And that's exactly what we're seeing. You don't learn from history. History is going to repeat itself. First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak up because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. This is all coming from Martin Niemoller. Now, one of the leaders of the Protestant churches, he said, that had been complicit to their silence in the rise of the Third Reich. Of course. Hey, if you don't want to stand against tyranny, I'll tell you what, tyranny will just roll right over the top of you. And that's the bottom line. I mean, what you have to ask yourself is, where are the apostles and the prophets and the teachers? I mean, namely, where are the prophets who will point the finger at America's sin and provide a call for repentance? Acts 20, verse 21. Where are the leaders who will not bow and tell the Supreme Court that God is my judge? I mean, when will they bow and tell the Supreme Court that you are not the final arbiter of nothing? God's moral law is. I mean, where are the business owners who will take a stand and not fund abortion through Obamacare? And now, by the way, that which Donald Trump just signed through this national security bill, this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, where he gave $50 million of your dime to Planned Parenthood. Where are our military leaders who will actually uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, who will fight against the infiltration of our country? Where are they? Well, I can tell you where they are. It starts with each and every one of us, right? I mean, don't go down in history and end your life with a big, I wish I would have. You hear it all the time. I wish I would have. I wish I would have. You know, here, let me give you, I wish I would have. When you ask somebody of an older age, 70, 80 years old, you ask them what they wish they could do. Oftentimes, you'll hear them say, more than not, I wish I could go back and do what I wish I would have did when I had the time to do it. I wish I would have taken more risks, more chances, and trusting God. Charles Spurgeon was right when he said that if you want to meet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you oftentimes have to go into deep waters. God needs godly men's, might I add, with their backs up against the wall, and they can live there. Because you need to understand that the move of God and the process of God, like Hudson Taylor rightly said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. Most people stop through the first phase. First it's impossible because they don't have the faith. You have to get beyond believing, friends. You have to know. Because once I know something of the Spirit of God, I know in whom I believe. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? That's exactly what Paul said. I know in whom I believe. Folks, it all starts with you. I mean, after all, if not you, then who? If not now, Americans in 53 countries outside of America, then when? It's just a simple question. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? I mean, the biggest mistake that man has made throughout history is just this. Man has not learned from history. By the way, that quote was from Jim Elliot. He was killed by a bunch of foreigners when he went into a foreign land in an attempt to seek and save their souls, which at length they did after they were martyred. He's the one that said, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? Jim Elliot. We can turn this all around. But if you choose to remain silent, don't be surprised when they come for you and no one is left to speak out, just like Martin Niemöller learned after the fact. And instead of praising Jesus, how about we get out there and actually obey Jesus? I mean, wouldn't that be a novel idea? And I'm being facetious. Yes, indeed, I am. I mean, what would you think of a bunch of men that were on a ship and did nothing but praise the captain? And that's all they would do is praise that captain. And they would talk about their love for the captain. I mean, because some people say the supreme object of the church is to worship God, but that's an obedience in your walk. Not just raising your hands and singing to the Lord. So it's true, but not the way that you understand it. God seeks to worship Him, but how does He seek them? Through you and I, those that we're called to go to. Remember Jesus said, think not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, think not that there's 4 months of the harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. He's saying, there's no reason to wait. I mean, if I were going to lift up our hands and my hands and worship to God, let's be sure that we're prepared to reach out our hands in evangelism as well, because the Bible says to all of us, apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or pastor, that we're to do the work of an evangelist. We're to reach our hands out in evangelism for God. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. And it's not walking around telling the world about how much Jesus loves them, because He didn't do that. He only demonstrated His love to the world, and He spoke loud and clear on the cross of Calvary. Read 1 John 3:18. Also read Matthew 4:10. Protestant has meaning once again, friends. Protestant. I had Anthony Kern, a representative from Arizona the other day, talking about how, concerning the Second Amendment, they're trying to pass a bill right now across the boards, a federal bill under Donald Trump, by the way. And keep in mind, a gun manufacturer has now been put out of business by his administration. You should have listened to him when he said, first take the guns, then due process. You should have listened to that because that's exactly what they're doing behind closed doors. But the fact of the matter is Anthony Kern told us that they're trying to pass a bill on a federal level, which applies to all 50 states in our union, where someone can actually tell on you and to the authorities, and the police can come pick you up, incarcerate you, arrest you, and then bring you before a judge who will determine if you're mentally healthy enough to own a gun. Are you kidding me, America? He said, I have yet to see any pro-Second Amendment groups come through the halls of the Capitol. But he said he sees a lot of these little communist Marxists walking through the halls doing their job. And again, let me make clear, it's interesting how the enemy understands the Word of God in a self-condemning, destructive way more than the professed church does. We're not to be hearers only, deceiving ourselves. We're to be doers of the Word of God, period. I mean, what would you think of a crew who's on a boat and they said, oh, we love our captain, we esteem our captain. And when they're off at the sea, the captain calls out to his crew, a boat is sunk in front of us, a boat is sunk. People are drowning. Let down the lifeboats. And then the crew, instead of doing what he said and commanded by getting out and saving them people, they say, oh, did you hear the captain's voice? Praise the captain. Glory to the captain. Let's praise the captain. No. If they love the captain, they'll do what he said. And Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I tell you to do? I mean, practice what you preach. That's found in Luke 6:46. Luke 6:46. If you've not taken the time to watch Schindler's List, folks, let me do my best to persuade you to watch it, because it's probably the fifth time I've seen that movie in my life, but it's based on actual events. They said that even during the filming, the actors couldn't go through with it. Many of them had to quit because it was reciting history. Matter of fact, when I was in Jerusalem, I remember going to the Holocaust Center there, and what they would have is the military, because it's mandatory that they serve 2 years in their military. It was interesting because when we got through the Holocaust Museum, I remember specifically seeing a girl that was in the military. She must have been a new recruit, and she had tears running down her face, and they signed a document stating that this will never happen again. And that has stuck with me ever since. But going back to my point, have you heard of Alexander the Great? He was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. He conquered almost the entire world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty, a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was in some cases instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him, recognizing who was standing in front of him. The young man feared for his life. He said, do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty? Alexander the Great asked the soldier. He said, yes, sir. The soldier responded in a quivering voice. Soldier, what's your name? Demanded Alexander the Great. Alexander, sir. Alexander the Great repeated the question. What's your name? My name is Alexander, sir, the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, what is your name? A third time, the soldier meekly said, my name is Alexander, sir. Alexander the Great then looked a young soldier straight in the eye and said, soldier, with intensity, either change your name or change your conduct. And I apply that to the professed Christians in this country. either practice what you preach or understand the second part of the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I was ending during that last segment. Third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He will not leave himself without witnesses, and witnesses concerning their hypocrisy. He'll expose them for who they are. And he does it over and over and over again. Let's not be a part of that lot, America. I wanted to highlight the fact that you can also check us out online. I failed to do that during the first segment. I wanted to kickstart this show. And it is Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean on YouTube. Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean on YouTube as well. You can jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And if you'd like to call in during this final segment, well, we'll do our best. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brain are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, friends, I want to highlight this because we have our hypocritical conservatives today, which are yesterday's liberals, proving their hypocrisy once again. I posted an article last week. I was just showing the American people the hypocrisy concerning the present administration, And with that, I wrote the ever-changing promises about the wall. And what's interesting about this is my son checks all of our columns on a weekly basis. We have about 40 outlets that pick up our articles, and we just want to make sure that everybody's up and running with us so when we highlight it on radio, people can find it out there. Well, we have over 40 outlets, so if you'd like to check it out, you can just punch in Bradley Dean, and you will begin to see archives across the board. With that being said, I ran into this one just this morning. The ever-changing promises about the wall, right? The very top of the article, the opinion in this article is the opinion of the author and is not necessarily the opinion of this media resource, its employees, representatives, or other contributing writers. Okay. Is anybody paying attention? Has anybody ever taken the time when listening to the show to realize I'm not giving my opinion on anything? Again, if you want my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. I'm giving you biblical and constitutional answers that are written. Again, not my opinion, and making them applicable concerning what's going on in your country today to bring about resolve if you're willing to do more than just profess your faith and actually act it out. Faith without works is dead, period. But again, listen to this disclaimer. The opinion in this article, I never gave my opinion. I never gave it once. I just simply said what Donald Trump said. And I wrote it down, and I played the audio. Sam, can you go to my last article and pull up this piece really quick? The Wall. You can go to GCN. It's on that page as well. The wall is going to be built, folks, just in case anybody has any question. Donald Trump said that. I didn't say that. We need the wall. We're going to build the wall. Donald Trump said that. I didn't. We're going to have a wall. He said, the wall's happening. These are all different times in interviews, okay? Build that wall, build that wall. He had the group saying it with him, the group of people. He said on another occasion, on day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall. Has anybody heard my opinion yet? No, this is all Donald Trump. Well, I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall. Building it, not negotiable. We have no choice, he said. We have to close down our government.
Congress must fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
The wall's going to get built, folks, just in case anybody has...
I am marking his words, by the way.
Get the wall.
I'm going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall. On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
I have not a wall along the entire border. I got
it. Of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 billion?
Whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical barrier.
You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall. Of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed.
Mexico. We'll be reimbursing the United States.
Oh, America.
It may be through reimbursement. We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
I will build the greatest wall that you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything. Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of?
What is
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, and we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble, because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be. There could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment? They said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller. 10 feet higher.
Higher. Higher.
Higher.
Higher.
Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
The wall's probably $8 billion.
It's going to cost $10 billion.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion.
Wow, America.
Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall. And who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? I've never done that before. That's actually true. I've never done
that. Never done that before. Actually cool. America, wow. Well, this is a conservative outlet. The opinion in this article is the opinion of the author and is not necessarily the opinion of this media resource. I never gave my opinion. Nowhere. I mean, folks, this mindset undoes, folks, it just all the way through. It undoes itself. This is the left, America, as you would call it. You know, how many times do I say, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there would be no left? Well, folks, what's the difference between this and what you would define as the left? Hypocrisy defines out in Webster's 1828 as a bunch of pretenders. And again, furthermore, isn't it interesting how he put words in my mouth, this media resource, by saying the opinion in this article is the opinion of the author. I never gave my opinion. Matter of fact, I even sent a video along with this article to prove my point. See, what these people don't realize is people want to see why he's got a disclaimer on my column, which works for us, by the way. Dummy. When the commandment comes, sin revives. Hello. The more you tell people not to do it, guess what they want to do? Their rebellious nature wants to kick against the goads. And that's exactly what happens. You know, you ever wonder why? What does it mean when the Lord said my people would have it? So when you look at Jeremiah, guess what it's all about, friends? It's a time of judgment upon a people that would not acknowledge their transgressions before God. I mean, this guy, by the way, also is the one that put a disclaimer up about a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, on me. And he does it quite a bit because it kicks up against his compromise. And I don't care. That's what I'm doing here. I'm tired of compromise, where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. Why do lying politicians get away with what they do? Because these people are right there to cheerlead them on to do so. When you go to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31... We were talking about the false prophets this week, talking about how Donald Trump was the anointed one. It says, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so, and what will they do in the end? And my people love to have it so, and what will they do in the end thereof? America, as you help promulgate the lie, what are you going to do in the end? When you have no more light, because really what these people are doing in this mindset does is they are helping extinguish their own light that they're to walk in. Now, how many people like walking around in a dark building? No, you like to turn the lights on, right? No, these people are turning the lights off so you get lost. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.